Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA last night, the Celtics routed the Grizzlies 126-107 and the Nets down the Hawks 145-141. Becky Hammon became the first woman to serve as head coach in an NBA game last night when Spurs coach Greg Popovich was ejected in the second quarter of San Antonio's match against the Lakers. As he exited the court, Popovich reportedly pointed to his assistant coach and said, quote, "You got him." Lakers forward LeBron James spoiled the moment a bit by delivering 26 points, 8 assists, and 5 rebounds on his 36th birthday. The Lakers topped the Spurs 121-107. In college basketball, George Mason edged UMass in double overtime 93-92, and UConn rolled over DePaul 82-61. In college football, number 6 Oklahoma dumped number 7 Florida in the Cotton Bowl 55-20, and Wisconsin ripped Wake Forest in Duke's Mayo Bowl 42-28. In the NFL, the Browns' number of COVID-19 cases continues to grow as they prepare for a huge game against the Steelers this weekend. The Browns have added a player and an assistant coach to the COVID-19 list, though they haven't named them. Cleveland already had 9 players on the list, including its top 4 wide receivers. The team closed its facility yesterday for a few hours after learning of the test results. In NHL news, longtime Bruins captain Zdeno Chara has signed with the Capitals in a stunning move less than a week before most teams open training camp. Chara agreed to a 1-year contract worth $795,000. The 43-year-old defenseman posted on Instagram that the Bruins have decided to move forward with younger players. Lastly, Belmont Stakes winner Tis the Law has been suddenly retired after an x-ray revealed bone bruising in the colt's front leg. Tis the Law had 6 wins and 9 career starts and earnings of more than $2.7 million, according to Equibase. I'm Jesse King.